Hey, good morning. Happy day after Christmas. Happy Boxing Day. Happy Tuesday. If you're at work right now, I feel your pain. If not, hopefully you're enjoying your holiday weekend, week, whatever you decided to take off. We are glad to have you. Well, I am glad to have you. Brian's off today. He'll be back tomorrow. David coming up at 10, and then Tom Bowerly back at 2 p.m. here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I don't know if it's I am just so deprived of sleep or what, but last night I was asleep before 9 o'clock last night, right? We get home from my parents, put our son to sleep, and then laid down on the couch, and we had the Grinch. It was on NBC last night, the Grinch. Fell asleep before the first commercial break. And woke up around 2:30. My son was crying. My wife was nice enough to take over so I could get an extra hour of sleep before coming into work. And I don't know. I thought I would feel awake, energetic. I have the energy, don't get me wrong. But I don't feel as awake as I thought I would. So maybe I'm just so far behind on sleep after this weekend that it's going to take a few days to catch up. How was your Christmas? How was your Christmas weekend? I hope Santa got you everything you wanted. And hopefully you spent your holiday with friends and family and were surrounded by love, right? Isn't that what the holidays are all about? Being surrounded by those who love you and those who you love. Be a little weird if, you know, you're surrounded by people who love you, but you don't have the same feeling for them. That sounds like the setup for a reality show that we might get the script ready for. The Bills gave us a great start to the Christmas festivities on Saturday night. Again, I know a lot of people thought, and we thought when we were talking with Howard Simon on Friday, thought that it would be a lot more of a blowout, right? Thought the Bills might win by 20 or 30. Here's the thing, and I wrote this in my email to Tim Wenger this morning. Good teams find a way to win, right? I remember when the Bills were really bad, and my dad would say, well, you know, if they were a good team, they would find a way to win. Because there were some seasons in the drought where, you know, just heartbreakers. We had some heartbreakers this season. But I think the Bills have really turned it around. And what you saw on Saturday was a good team that found a way to win, right? They were on a short week. They were in a different time zone. I think early on, they thought that game was going to easily come to them. It didn't. They found a way to win. That play by Josh Allen, toward the end of the game where he had pretty much the entire defensive line in front of him, and he found Shakir wide open. Now, I know there's debate if Shakir had gotten up before being touched, yada, yada. But Josh Allen, to be able to find Shakir under that pressure, what a freaking play. But now, almost everything went in the Bills' favor. I mean, it's amazing. The Bills now have a 90% chance to make the playoffs this morning. And if the Ravens can defeat the Dolphins on Sunday, which I believe they will. Did you see how well the Ravens played last night? If the Ravens can beat the Dolphins in Baltimore and the Bills can beat the Patriots, it could be setting up a winner-take-division week 18. And with the Chiefs losing yesterday, it could mean that the Buffalo Bills, after all this talk, after, you know, all the doubt, not only can the Buffalo Bills make the playoffs, it could work out to where the Buffalo Bills are the number two seed. Who would have thought that 4 weeks ago? But now we are in a situation, the Bills are in a situation where they have a 90% chance to make the playoffs, which I'm not getting greedy. Make the playoffs, I'm happy. I think they can do damage if they're in. But not only do they have a chance, with two games remaining, they have a chance to be the second seed in the AFC. I think that's quite amazing. And I think it's going to happen. Like, I think Baltimore is going to get up for the game against the Dolphins because that game could very well be for first place, right? If the Ravens win, they will be in first place. If the Dolphins win, it will go down to 18 to week 18, and the Dolphins would have the tiebreaker over the Ravens. So a lot on the line in that game. It's not like the Ravens are only playing for the Bills. The Ravens, want if they want that first week bye, they need to beat the Dolphins on Sunday. And for us Bills fans, we'd like them to beat the Dolphins on Sunday. So it's turning out to be a very exciting finish to the season. And with some other things that could happen on Sunday, the Bills could not only stay alive for the division, they could actually secure their playoff spot if they win and a few other things happen on Sunday. So keep that in mind. Remember, it's already Tuesday, with yesterday being Christmas, already Tuesday. And I'll tell you, I forgot that I was putting the weather together this morning, and I had to go back and redo it because I started on Monday, forgetting that, wait a minute, yesterday was Monday. I don't know. Are you having a problem with the calendar this morning? I mean, let's be honest. If you're at work this morning, what is your level of input? You get what I'm saying? Like, are you going 100% this morning? Like, are you at work 100% focused, 100% there? Or are you like, hey, they should just be happy I came in today? Do you have that attitude? I'm not saying I have that attitude, but at the same time, I do feel like they should be happy I'm in today, right? I'm not saying I have that attitude. I'm just saying both can be true. I'm putting in 100% effort this morning. But I know, again, go back to my time not in radio and jobs after Christmas, you know, I'd be a zombie. I'd go in. Hey, I usually use my vacation days for football games, so I'm here. I'm in. But what kind of production are you getting out of your employees the day after Christmas? I'm not saying that's everyone. I'm not saying that's the way you should be acting. I'm saying if you're at a desk job right now, is your work input and YouTube video watching on the same level today? I would say for many people it is. 803-0930, star 930. If you want to comment on anything I'm talking about, we talked about the Bills. You want to comment on that, 803-0930. Where is your level of expectation now? Don't tell me what your level of expectation was 3 weeks ago. Right now, 2 weeks to go, a path to the playoffs is very alive with a 90% chance. A path to the division is alive if the Dolphins lose on Sunday. What are you expecting going into the final 2 weeks? I'm telling you this right now. I think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to be in second place. Like, I really do. I will be shocked if the Dolphins beat the Ravens. But you know what? If the Dolphins beat the Ravens, fine. Bills still have to go in, beat Miami, and set up the playoffs. We don't have a home playoff game. That's fine. Like I said, 4 weeks ago, didn't even think they were going to be in the playoffs. To now, I'm not going to complain. They get in, I think they can do some damage. So it would be disappointing not to have a game here in Buffalo, but just get in, right? Just get in, either be the 6 seed or the 2 seed. I think that would be fine. So 803-0930, starting at 30 if you want to comment on that. Another thing going on today, which I'm usually very critical of, and that is people the day after Christmas taking a gift and returning it, going right to the store. Now, I understand sometimes it doesn't fit. Believe me, I understand clothes not fitting. Jimmy's nodding his head. Yes, I understand clothes not fitting. I've had that problem for a while now. But other, like, oh, it's not my style. This isn't my type of thing. And then just running to the store on the 26th. Now, I have a gift to return, but it's not a gift I received. I overbought a gift. So I now have to go and return this gift, but I will not be doing it today. The receipt clearly states that I have till January 23rd to return this gift that I never gave. I will wait until after the new year. I do not understand the rush to the store the day after Christmas. Like, let it die down. Let people go back home. I still think this is the holidays. We played a spot earlier that said now that the holidays are over, that made me sad. I don't think that's a true statement. I was not happy with that spot. I liked the message of the spot. Loved the sponsor. Don't get me wrong. Don't like the message of, hey, the holidays are over. Literally hours into the 26th. But beside that, enjoy this week. This is my second favorite week of the year. My first favorite week of the year is the week before Christmas. But I love this week between Christmas and New Year's. You know, most people are still in that festive feeling. I know a lot of you, there's a lot of people who will take their tree down tonight and throw it to the curb. But I also think there I think it's probably 50-50, right? I think there's a lot of people who will also keep their lights up, keep the inflatable Santa up until the new year, enjoy the season, enjoy the next week, the next weekend. Enjoy the ball drop, the countdown, whatever, however you bring in the new year. And then take the tree down, right? January 3rd, January 4th, take the tree down and start packing up the holidays. I don't understand this rush to get your house back to normal the day after Christmas. I've never understood that. Because I'm the kind of person who, if I could get away with it, I would have a Christmas tree up from October 25th to January 25th, right? I would have my place decked out for three straight months. Like, you get that festive feeling. You walk in, you see the tree lit up, you see the decorations, you just get that warm feeling. It doesn't have to be over on the 26th. We can stretch this out. We have a lot of hate and division in this country. Can't we embrace the things that make us feel better? Can't we embrace the things that make us feel happy, that might actually spread happiness to other people? I don't know. Maybe that's, maybe I am just naive, which I've been called a lot on the text board. But I would like that. I would keep my decorations up longer this year if I could, but we're moving early in January, so we do have to start packing things up, but it's not today. And if it is, I'm going to be pretty upset. But you won't see the Beamer tree down today. The Beamer tree will still stay up until at least New Year's. But then, yes, we do have to take things down a little earlier this year with the big move in January, which love the new place, right? I love getting a new place, love moving in. No, love the new place. Hate moving in. Hate the move. The packing and the 18 trips between the old place and the new place and making sure you have everything left behind that needs to be left behind at the old place and making sure everything's there at the new place. Again, 5 days after the move, I'll be happy as heck. But, oh, do I hate moving. So, not to get off topic, returning. Are you making a return today? And what is the reason for the return? I'd like to hear it. Because, you know, again, I'm talking in general. I hear, hey, we're going to the store to return stuff today. I'm like, really? The day after Christmas? What's the festive feeling in that? But you might have a good reason, right? I remember I did this topic last year. And somebody said, Joe, we're returning it the day after Christmas because the family member who gifted it to me is still in town, and I would like them to see what they got me before they leave. Okay, that makes sense. All right, you got me on that. Again, I am not the be all and tell all and whatever. My opinions are my opinions, and I'm probably wrong. But that was a reason where I said, okay, that makes a ton of sense to go and get that new item so they could see you in it before they left because they probably spent a lot of money on the gift and yada, yada. So I do get that. But I'd like to know your reason. Why are you returning the gift and are you returning it today? Most things you buy have at least a 30-day return policy. So if that's what I bought and it has a 30-day return policy, believe me, I am waiting probably 28 days to return it because I don't want to wait in line. I had to wait in line to buy stuff. I don't want to wait in line now to return things. So I'm probably going to wait until after the new year. Let the lines die down. I can keep my receipts. I'm not that disorganized. And then go and return the item. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. This sounds like it's just Joe Beamer complaining now for the next hour. That's not what I mean for it to sound like. But something yesterday. So no secret, I'm trying to lose weight. I've been very vocal about that. I was very thin 5 years ago, and I've never looked back. Unfortunately, I keep clothes in my closet thinking that eventually I will get back to that weight. But there was an app that I had gotten to help me, right? And it was one of these apps where you can, get a 7-day trial for $4.99. And then in the very small print, it says, we will conveniently re-up your subscription at $29.99 a month without, without you needing to do anything. And, they make it sound like it's so convenient. But no, you want to do that so I forget to cancel it before my $4.99 trial's up. So yesterday I got this app. I go, this is pretty cool. Within an hour of having the app, I realized it's all stuff that I can track myself and don't need to pay $30 a month. Now, I do have a calorie counting app for free that, again, when I was thin, I used all the time and it was great. And I don't know why I think if I get an app that I have to spend money on, it's going to be better. So within an hour of having this app yesterday, I made sure to go into the Apple subscriptions and cancel it so I don't get hit for $30 for something that I don't think was that much better than the free app I have. You ever do that where you have an item and you're like, this looks to be perfect. It looks like it has everything. And then a very similar item is like $30 more or $50 more. And you're like, but this must be a better item. Why is this $50 more? And like part of you wants to get the one that's $50 more because you feel like you're missing something with the other item. And you're going to get home and realize that you bought this inferior item. You ever do that? Like I as cheap as I am, there have been times in my life where I have bought the more expensive item because I was like, well, this obviously has something the other doesn't. This is obviously the superior item. Not every time. Not every time is the thing you spend money on better than the free option or the cheaper option. I have found that out throughout life. But I mean, there are times I always question it when they put those two items next to each other. And you're like, this seems like it's the same exact thing. And you're reading the box and you ask the person to come over because it's 2023 and everything's locked up now. So you ask the person to come over and open the case. And now they're standing there with you because they can't leave until you put one thing away so they can lock the case. And you're just, well, this must be better. What is it that's better? And you ask that person and the person goes, sorry, sir, I'm just the guy with the key. And now you've put yourself into this predicament. And so if it's a gift for somebody, you usually go with, well, I don't want them to miss something. They asked for this item. I'm going to have to go with the $50 more one because that's at least going to have everything they want. Then you go home and you go on the app and you search the item and you look at and you're like, it was the exact same item. This one just has, an extra attachment that does literally nothing, right? Like, oh, they are the same item. This one had the batteries included, and that's why it was $50 more. Sometimes it's just as ridiculous as that. 803-0930, star 930. It's B-Maz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, welcome back. It is B-Maz and Beamer. Joe Beamer with you. Brian is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show if you'd like to join me in the next segment. David Bellavia will be up after we are done here. We are talking about the Bills, their playoff push, and I'm telling you, I think they're winning the division. I think Baltimore's going to defeat the Dolphins. I think the Bills are going to win out. I think they're going to get second place in the conference. I really do. The Chiefs losing yesterday, the Jacksonville somehow in first place just because no one in that division can win. I think the Bills are going to be second place going into the postseason. Again, maybe wishful thinking. Maybe Miami goes in and beats Baltimore, and you know the Bills are stuck on at a wild card spot. Regardless, just to be in the playoffs after the ups and downs of this season, you know, I'll be happy. I think they can do damage once they're in. But I don't think it's crazy to think that they'll be the number two seed going into the playoffs. But 2 weeks to go, two exciting weeks with the Bills home this weekend on New Year's Eve. And then asking you about returns. For some reason, today is a big return day. And I say, you know, if you have to return something, if there's a gift you have to return, you know, why not wait until, at the very least, later in this week? But like I said, I know I have 30 days. I overbought a gift. So this isn't even something I received. This is something I bought. I'll take it back after the new year. Probably take it back sometime next week when everyone's back to normal, as they say. 803-0930, star 930. And then just talking about how quickly people snap out of this festive feeling. And we did get a text on this. I thought it was interesting. Someone said, my Christmas decorations are all put away, including the outdoor lights. All put away yesterday by 5 p.m. I do it every year. I love putting up the tree after Halloween and putting it away later on Christmas Day. Very interesting tradition. Again, I stick by what I said, but this is something you do every year. And you've had it up for almost 2 months. I mean, if that's how you spend your Christmas, hey, you know, we're going to take the tree down, clean everything up. I understand that. Again, I'm not going to judge people's traditions. It sounds like you have a good rhythm there. Good rhythm there. But for me, I do not like when I'll drive home from work today and I will see Christmas trees on the side of the road, like really on the 26th? I just don't get the rush to be back to normal. You know, like, hey, I love my life. I have a pretty good life, right? Love my current apartment. Going to really like my new place when we move in there. Not that I, you know, hate when it's just set up normal, but there is like a feeling like these next few days, right? We have gifts my son got all over the apartment right now. The place is a mess, okay? But there's something like in the season about that, right? I remember being a kid, the living room where we would open gifts, that place would be, you know, full of gifts for the week or two after Christmas as we slowly incorporate those into our lives. So I don't know. Like, to me, that's part of the decoration. You know, my son's new toys over here. He's got a few new outfits. They're still sitting on the couch. Like, there's something about the season with that. You got two bags from, one from my in-laws, one from my parents, you know, they have to be put away. And I mean, and this year, putting away for us means packing up. Like, nothing's getting put away. Everything that we got, all of our holiday stuff is getting packed up and ready for moving. But like I said, I like this week. And part of the mess of the week, is the decorations with the wrapping paper, with the gifts. Again, when we were kids, our gifts now are kids' gifts. I don't know. There's just something about that. Like, I'm not one, ask my wife, I'm not one to get upset about a messy apartment. So that's not weird for me to say. I don't mind the mess. I very rarely mind, you know, unless it's like food. Like, I don't like food sitting out. I don't like the counter being full of food, but you got a few papers sitting here. You got a few clothes on the floor over there. You're not going to get complaints from me. but no, whatever. Whatever you do, it's awesome. I'm just giving you my opinion, right? If you have a tradition like this person's tradition, sounds great. If you take your tree down tonight or tomorrow, I mean, hey, You do you. I'm just telling you my thoughts on it. That's, you know, what I'm paid to do. But I shouldn't judge as much. You're right, Texter. I shouldn't judge as much. People do their own thing, and whatever it is that you do, just do it well. But it is like the quick turnaround, right? Because now we go from Christmas to New Year's. And, you know, in your teens and through your 20s, the big question is, what are you doing on New Year's Eve? Oh, we got to be somewhere. I remember one year, I had no plans for New Year's Eve, okay? And as New Year's Eve approached, and by New Year's Eve approaching, I mean the day of, as the hours approached, I got more and more upset that I had no plans. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we really should be doing something. I think we should do something. And I remember calling a friend of mine who said, well, we could go to this party. Ended up going to the party until 11. And then getting it. There was no drinking. He doesn't drink. So don't. This is not a bad message story. All getting in his car and him driving us downtown with like 10 minutes left to watch the ball drop. And it was one. It's one of those. Now every year you're trying to top that. You know, you set like a standard. And now you're trying to top that every year. Then you get to an age like, I don't know. New Year's Eve is fun. I'm sure if I was gonna say I'm sure if we were kidless, we'd be looking for something. But my wife and I have been together for 5 years. One of those 5 years, have we done anything for the actual New Year? And two of those 5 years, we didn't even stay up for midnight. No lie. I think last year we didn't stay up for midnight. And the first year we were together, we didn't stay up for midnight. So it kind of, I love New Year's Eve. I you know, the countdown, the promise of a new year and what, you know, 2024 brings. And I'm sure everyone out there has something that they're looking forward to in 2024. I have a list full of things in 2024. Three vacations is one of them, which is awesome. But I have a lot of things in 2024 that I'm looking forward to. But, you know, there's a lot from 2023 that I hope stays the same. You know, it's one of those things. But the promise of a new year. So I still love New Year's Eve. I love the festivities that go on. I love the crowd that goes downtown and watches the ball drop. But I do find like that, I don't know how to describe it, but that feeling of I have to be there, I have to be somewhere for New Year's Eve, I feel like that has all gone away. You know, and like now, I hope to stay up for the ball drop. But like, you tell me, Joe, what are you looking forward to New Year's Eve? What am I looking forward to? The Bills game, right? That's what I'm looking forward to. Tailgating one final time in 2023, hoping the Bills win, hoping the Dolphins lose. Set up another home game in 2 weeks. And then, what about New Year's Day? You're looking forward to, yeah, the college football playoffs. Like, none of the top 10 things on my list have anything to do with the clock striking midnight. It's just not the, it's not where it was. But like, 10 years ago, I'd be looking past Christmas going, do we have plans for New Year's Eve yet? Like, I'd be trying to make a plan with everyone. What are we doing? Where are we staying? What's the event this year? Now, for a lot of people, New Year's Eve is have a nice dinner, right? You've heard some spots for having, you know, make your plans, have a dinner, be home for the clock striking midnight. And that sounds good too, right? You know, have a nice big meal to say goodbye to 23, hello to 24. But as much as I say all of this, this is Joe Beamer talking in circles, as much as I say all of this, it is still a goal of mine one of these years. Like, I debate with myself in my head, do I want this or don't I? But I do think 1 year I'd like to go to Times Square and just take that in. Now, there have been times where I said I would never do that because I would not sit there for 8 hours with no bathrooms around, locked up. But it does seem like a pretty cool event, right? And one of those things you can say, well, I was there. You know, if you're not a Yankees fan, saying you've been to Yankee Stadium is still a pretty cool thing, even if you're not a Yankees fan. Like, I'm clearly not a Yankees fan. But saying I was at Yankee Stadium, that's pretty cool. right? I'm not a Notre Dame fan. Saying I've been to see Virginia Tech play at Notre Dame twice, that's pretty cool. The Times Square thing, right? I'm out of my years of having to be up for the clock striking midnight. But saying I've been to the ball drop in Times Square once, that's a pretty cool thing. You know what I mean? Now, last time I was in Times Square, not the last time, but one of the times I was in Times Square after Virginia Tech Maryland in the Pinstripe Bowl, they had everything set up for the ball drop. And that was pretty cool. Like, if I never get to the ball drop, at least I can say I saw Times Square dressed up for the ball drop, right? They had the props already. They had the stage set up. That was pretty cool. Like, if that's as close as I get, I think I'll be pretty happy. Hopefully, I have decades to mark this one off the list. But if I was told, Joe, you can only take one of these two things off your bucket list, go see Montana or be in Times Square for the ball drop, sorry, Times Square, I'm going to Montana. Like, that is higher on my bucket list. So to illustrate my bucket list, Montana's higher than the Times Square ball drop, yet they're both on the bucket list. Does that make sense? I hope so. 803-0930, star 930, if you have a take on any of this. New Year's Eve, how has it changed for you? Are you the kind of person you have to be somewhere? Now, if I know Jimmy on the other side of the glass, he probably works an event on New Year's Eve. So I don't think he's the I have to be somewhere. He's the I have to be making money somewhere. And I'm sure that's what he'll be doing on New Year's Eve, which is great, Jimmy. Good for you. But yeah, it's just funny how it's changed. It really wasn't one of those things that slowly changed over time, right? One year, it was like, what are we doing? Where are we going? What's the dinner plan? Where are we going to watch? Are we going to watch the Buffalo ball drop in person? Are we going to go somewhere at a bar? What are we doing? And now it's like, hopefully I stay up. Hopefully I'm awake when the clock strikes midnight. And if I'm not, okay, that's fine. I'll wake up. I'll know it's 2024. It's just funny how that's changed. And that's, like, I like to think of myself as still a person that, you know, wants to be there, wants to be in the moment. But New Year's Eve is just not on that list anymore. Like, the Bills, yes, I want to be there, right? I mean, the year without season tickets that was the COVID year, every home game I felt like I was missing out. Even though no one was there, I felt like I was missing out. Like, I should be there right now. That's what I said every game during COVID. So, like, that's something we're still at 35. I want to be there as bad as I did when I was 20. Like, nothing's changed. I hate missing home games. I love being there. I love rooting on the team. And it doesn't matter how good or bad they are. I love being there in the moment. Virginia Tech games are the exact same. But New Year's Eve is no longer on that list. It's a fun day, right? It's always fun seeing the countdowns. But like I said on Friday, I'm so out of touch. I don't even know most of the songs on, like, the top 100 songs of 2023. Like, if they're not a country song, I don't know them. And I feel like that's changed in the last year or two. Like, not even knowing the artist anymore. Like, that's a quick change in the last 2 years for me. But I do like seeing the list of memorable events of 2023, which you'll hear throughout the week here on WBEN. The big moments in sports, obviously. I'm a sucker for that. I'll watch those specials all day. Top movies of the year, top songs of the year, top TV. Like, I like all that. Like, that's fun. That's a fun countdown. This year it's special because, again, football. It's funny how, if you would have asked me a decade ago, I would have said New Year's Eve is, that's what I'm looking forward to, right? Love Christmas, don't get me wrong, but I'm looking forward to the party on New Year's Eve. And now it's like, I love Christmas Eve. I love Christmas. Yeah, New Year's is fine. But it's just, it doesn't hold the weight that it did, 5 or 6 years ago. So I'm sure that's something Brian and I will talk about more throughout the week. But I wanted to get my 2 cents in on that while we were talking about people just dressing down their houses already, taking all the decoration off. I mean, and most of the light shows that go on around town, I believe, are still going on for another week, right? So, like, the professional lights are still up. I was driving down Main Street in Williamsville early this morning, noticing all the beautiful lights still lit up on Main Street in the village of Williamsville. You know, still had my Christmas music going as I was driving into work. And I was pretty happy about that. You know, again, for me, I count this as still in the season. And, you know, January 2nd, we can work on getting back to normal, you know. But for now, enjoy it. I know a lot of you still have family in town. Enjoy spending time with them. If you have the week off of work, enjoy it. I hope it goes super slow for you or super fast, whatever you're asking for. Hopefully you can enjoy it, keep the spirit going. I know for a lot of people, leftovers will be the thing that they have for dinner the next three nights. Probably still have some Christmas cookies, some Christmas dessert items. Enjoy those. Don't wish it away. Because then we get back to normal, and everyone's like, I really miss that Christmas spirit. Well, your tree was on your curb December 26th, so that's really on you. But it is. This is a fun week, right? This is a fun week. There's really no expectations for many people. Like, again, I'm just speaking on experience, on past experience. I don't know about for you, but you go into work, you get something done, people are happy. Now, I'm sure there are some jobs where, like, this week sucks because there's a crunch to get everything done before the new year. If that's you, I apologize, but I'm sure there's a big payoff at the end. So, you know, work hard, get your work done, and we'll see you back here in 2024. Yeah. So that's that. I hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Just talking about things over the last couple of days. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas. Hope you were able to share it, like I said, with the people you love and friends and family. Hopefully it wasn't as hectic as that movie Four Christmases, unless that's what you like, and then hopefully it was very hectic and fun. For us, it was my in-laws in the morning, my parents in the afternoon, and really just trying to get my son to nap because he did not nap Christmas Eve night. Christmas Eve into Christmas Day. He's only 7 months old, but he must have known that Santa was on his way because he was having difficulty sleeping just like any, you know, kid would, thinking, you know, waiting for Santa to drop off the presents. So I'm sure that's just a setup for what the next 10 plus years will be like, and that's fine. You know, I can, on Christmas Day, I can run on very little sleep because the excitement of the day will keep me awake. David is up next with 4 hours of great programming that you are used to, followed by Tom Bowerly making his return to the airwaves after a deserved week off. Can't wait to hear from them. Hopefully you will enjoy the next 8 hours. I know you'll enjoy the next 8 hours. We will be back here tomorrow. Brian's back tomorrow at 9 o'clock on BMAZ and Beamer. Enjoy this Boxing Day, this day after Christmas. Hopefully you're not enjoying it by ripping all your decorations down and getting the house back to the same. But if you are, at least enjoy it. If you're in town visiting us for the next few days, hey, enjoy Buffalo. Go back to some of your favorite spots and check in on them. We're happy to have you. David's next after the news here on News Radio 930 WBEN.